soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, baby. Laugh a little more, baby. Tighten up your core, baby. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, here we are, episode 4, which is kind of exciting because that means we've made it a full month. Yeah, we've got one episode loading every Thursday, and we're on the 4th one. Then boom, our podcast is officially a month old. So happy birthday, podcast. Feels good to have 4 down, though. And I'm excited about today's podcast because my friend Carrie's going to come on and explain why this crazy mask I put on my face every day, this light mask, it literally shines red and blue light on my face, and I do it every day. And I get so many questions about it that I want her to come on and explain why it's good. And, you know, in case you want to buy one for yourself or add it to your Christmas list, because maybe your husband's like bugging you, what do you want for Christmas? Blah, blah, blah. Which, speaking of husbands, I also want to dive in today to what it's like to be married to someone in the military. My husband's not in the Air Force anymore, but he was. And I got a note from Abby a couple of weeks ago asking how to cope with marriage within the armed forces. So I've got some stuff on that that I want to share with you. I think it could even apply to you even if you're not married to someone in the military, just in any relationship, really, maybe, hopefully. And then from my Dr. Oz pile, we're going to touch on organic food today and really if it's necessary to buy organic, because I try to, but I know that it gets expensive, so I wanted his thoughts on it. And I didn't get to dive fully into exactly what's on the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 list when you hear us talk about that. So know at the end of this podcast, I'm going to recap exactly what's on that list for you. So if you're curious, stick around for that. And then that's also when I'm going to start doing shout outs. We have an email. It's 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And you can send notes or thoughts or questions, whatever. And I was doing shout outs from that at the beginning, but now I'm moving that to the end. So that's where that stuff will be in case you want to see if your email gets talked about or whatever. So, okay, all that said, let's just go ahead and dive right into today's episode. Here we go.
First thing.
So if you follow me on Instagram, you maybe have seen me with this crazy white mask. It looks like Mike Myers, like I'm in some scary Halloween movie, and it's got a red light and a blue light. And I get the most messages whenever I post about that. People want to know what the heck it is and if they need to buy it. So I thought I would bring on my girl, Carrie, who is the only reason why I ordered the mask. She is my face and beauty guru, and she is for a lot of people, and she definitely knows what she's talking about. So I thought I would have her on to talk about the mask, because for one, you may want to treat yourself and buy yourself this mask, or for two, it's Christmas time, so you may want to add it to your Christmas list so that somebody buys it for you, mm-hmm. or you may want to get it for someone else in your life. Like I got, you know, got my sister one, and then my other friend has one, and a lot of other people in my life have ordered it just because even they see me on Instagram with it and they're my friends and they're like, okay, got to get it. Mm-hmm. So Carrie, let's talk about the benefits of this mask. But first, introduce yourself and give your credentials so people know that you got cred.
Yes. My name is Carrie Claudel and I am a cosmetic nurse. And I keep people pretty, basically. Yeah. Yes.
And she's based here in Nashville.
Yes, I'm here in Nashville. I work in the Gulch, and the LED light I recommended definitely for you. It's probably one of my favorite treatments that you don't talk about a whole lot, for really giving your skin that extra glow, building collagen. It's relaxing, keeps your skin tight, clarity, tone, and it's for every skin type. It's also great for active acne. So there's different lights in this mask.
So let's start with the red one.
So there's a red one, and the red light is for more collagen stimulation. It's going to work at a molecular level beneath the skin to promote just more energy, which when you have more energy in the skin, your skin's just more efficient and looks its best.
And so why is collagen something we need to worry about?
Collagen is what keeps it tight and right. You know, I mean, after the age of 28, your collagen starts to be depleted. So from the ages of, 25 to 35 is, brilliant to start doing small things so that in the long run, it's, you know, you're getting the best benefit.
And so the red light can help do that.
The red light can definitely help.
Because I do the red light every night for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I do the blue light after that for 15 minutes. Yes. So if red light's for collagen, then what is the blue light?
Is going to be antibacterial.
Okay.
It's great for your active acne, not really hormonal acne, but that active bacterial acne. The red light helps in that too. the wavelength overrides with it, but the blue light is especially for antibacterial reasons. And so you're not hurting. You can't overabuse this light. Like you, I recommend 20 minutes, three times a week at least. And it's relaxing. You can sit at home and do it. And
it has a little, the one I have has a little headband. Yes. So I can work on my computer.
Yes.
I can watch Netflix. I can freak my husband out when he's laying next to me. And I'm like, hey, babe. Okay. Does it freak your husband out?
It totally freaks him out.
But it kind of gives us, it gives us alone time because nobody.
He's like, what the hell? And then he's like, oh, okay. I'm going to go and watch, you know, news. And it makes them kind of leave you alone. So it is a form of relaxation.
Yeah. It's like our little moment of self-care, which is something I want to promote on this podcast, is that you, taking time for yourself is not a bad thing. Like making sure you get in that 30 minutes, hour of yoga, or you get to go on that walk, or you get to take that hot bath, or you get to put your mask on your face.
Because when you look good, you feel good.
Yes.
And when you feel good, you do good. And when you do good, you work.
Yes, I know. That's one of the things
motto,
I like to say too. And
I think that way with treating patients too.
Yeah. So take that time for self-care. And this mask is maybe one way you can do it. Now, I know the mask I have that you gave me the Amazon link for. Mm-hmm. Is what's the brand called?
The Norlanya.
So can you spell it?
Norlanya.
Okay. And it was $99. Yep. And I know Carrie saw too that right now it's 10% off.
Yeah.
But depending on when you're listening to this, it may not be 10% off. But $99, you might be thinking, ooh, that's an investment. But again, I said maybe you could put it on your Christmas list. Yes. Or if that's too much, I know Carrie has other options as well.
Yeah. I mean, for the babes on the budget, there's the same brand has a handheld device that's only just the red light. So it is effective in some, you know, antibacterial components, but it's mainly for collagen stimulation. But on the Amazon website, it gives all the information. You know, I'm sure you can link it and I can talk more about it. But it's half the price and it's just a single handheld and single light.
And then doesn't like Neutrogena have one at Target or something?
Yeah, Neutrogena has one. I love that one. I mean, even like my daughter's 16, so I actually got her one. But it's, it's maybe not be as potent as the wavelength of the light that we're recommending or one that's done in the office. But it's still going to help them with some active acne. And if, you know, if the bulb goes out, the reviews show that it might not last as long, but if they can get 15 uses out of a $30 mask and it's teaching those girls how to, prevent, sun damage and to take care of their skin, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. I wish I had learned at a younger age to start.
Well, we're teaching
start
our
taking
girls
care,
now.
Start taking care of my skin. So Carrie, how can people follow you on Instagram? Because I know you post a lot of really helpful tips.
Yeah. I'm at the Nashville Beauty Girl.
Okay. So that's easy to remember because Carrie literally is the Nashville Beauty Girl. So it's at the Nashville Beauty Girl. Mm-hmm. And I will have her on from time to time when I've got beauty questions. If y'all have any, just send them to me so that I know what to ask Carrie and that she can be prepared to come in and help us and our skin look our best.
Anytime. I'll give a beauty talk anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie.
Second thing.
Okay. So you got to love when your kids are proactive and just take stuff off your to-do list. I seriously have had a closet on my list to clean out for about a year and a half now. The first 6 months of us living in our house, it just kind of became the catch-all closet. And then last year when we got kids, it just escalated to where now if you open that door, something might fall out. Like that's how full of things it is. And I don't know, my daughter was upstairs. It's the closet in between her room and my son's room. And she opened up the door and she just said, Mom, why is this closet so messy? And I said, well, I haven't had time to get around to it. I just don't have the time to even think about that right now. And she said, okay, I'll do it. I have the time. And I was like, oh, you do? And she seriously took a couple hours of her Saturday and she cleaned out every inch of that closet. Anyway, point of this whole story is she stumbled across the starfish story. And I hadn't thought about this story in a long time, but it's super powerful. It's really simple. And I love the message that it teaches us. So I want to read it to you right now. I think it's something that you could apply in your life, especially because it's Christmas time, the season of giving. And maybe you're in this place where you're like, ooh, I'm just really trying to take care of my own families during the holidays, can barely get by doing that. So how could I even think about doing something for others? But this story will help give you that mindset of like, it doesn't have to be something crazy big. It can be something small and it will make a difference. So here it is, the starfish story. One day, a man was walking along the beach when he noticed a boy picking up and gently throwing things into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "Young man, what are you doing?" The boy replied, "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them back, they'll die." The man laughed to himself and said, "Do you realize there are miles and miles of beach and hundreds of starfish? You can't make any difference." After listening politely, the boy bent down and picked up another starfish and threw it into the ocean, then smiled back at the man and said, "I made a difference for that one." Okay, definitely a simple story, something that you can share with your family. You can print out, keep it at your desk, something to see, and know that, yeah, go ahead. Whatever that starfish is in your life, pick it up, throw it in the ocean, big or small, like you're helping make a difference. Hey, Stevenson, my son's in the room while I was reading this. Did you hear me reading that story, or are you too busy playing on your tablet?
I hear you.
You heard the story?
Mm-hmm.
What was I talking about?
You said the little bug jumped in the ocean?
Close. I was talking about how he was saving starfish. So he was walking along, and if the starfish didn't get thrown back in the ocean, they would die.
Why?
So he was picking them up. If you had an opportunity to pick a starfish up and throw it in the ocean, would you?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. Definitely have some explaining to do when it comes to Stevenson understanding the starfish story. But we actually have been going over helping others with our kids. We were on a walk in Austin over Thanksgiving and approached two men on the corner that were homeless, and our son was really curious about that. And we were walking to the drugstore to pick some stuff up. So when we were at the store, our son was like, "Hey, maybe we could get some water and snacks to give to them since they don't have a home." And I was like, "Oh, well, that would be awesome." And so when we were checking out, we just threw a couple of water bottles and some like beef jerky into a sack. And the clerk even gave us individual bags for the two different men. And Stevenson packed them up and we were walking back home. He went up, "Stevenson, do you remember?" And you handed the bags to the guys?
Yep.
And what'd you tell them?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Do you think that they appreciated you giving them the water and snacks?
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Stevenson's demonstrating that they kind of made a prayer hand and nodded their head at him and said thank you. So that was a small gesture, but hopefully made a difference for those guys. And plus, I think we don't want to ignore that stuff. And it's important to teach our children to not be scared of people. We don't know their circumstances. We want to extend grace. We don't know why they're there. I think it's sometimes we're just like, "Oh, well, maybe they're lazy or they can't get a job or what's wrong with them." But there could be so many different circumstances or mental things that are playing a factor that person landed there. And of course, that's not where they want to be. And maybe they don't have family. Like, I was thinking about it and I was like, gosh, if I were to fall in hard times, I have family and friends that I can fall back on. Some people just don't. And they end up in a position that maybe is on the street corner. And I just want to be better too about even just waving if I don't have anything to give and acknowledging them and knowing that they're human. And, you know, sometimes if we don't have anything to give and we're kind of embarrassed. I know I'm totally guilty of this, of just looking straight ahead, my hands on my wheel and being like, "Oh, I don't really want to make eye contact because this is awkward." Well, probably the better thing for me to do and what I need to practice doing and be better at is just waving and smiling, because maybe they just need a smile sometimes to know that they're recognized and that they're human. So anyway, starfish story. Hope you liked it. Hope you share it with others. And that's it. So St. Jude is a place that's near and dear to my heart. We work closely with it in the country music world. I've been there. They're doing awesome things to treat childhood cancer and share the research that they find while they're treating these kids. And literally, families do not have to worry about spending a dime when their kids are getting treated there, from lodging to food to travel. They cover it all. So it's important that we throw support their way when we can. And we're doing that right now with our new Pimpin' Joy beanies. So if you live somewhere cold, or maybe you just love beanies and you think they're super cute to wear, or you're looking for like a fun Christmas gift for someone, check out our new tri-colored Pimpin' Joy beanie. We have a new pink one, and then we have a black and white one as well, in case you know someone that's really not all about the color. But go to theshopforward.com. And remember, all proceeds go to St. Jude with these. So know that you're getting a win-win item when you purchase. Okay, theshopforward.com. Pimpin' Joy.
So next thing I want to touch on, organic food. Mm-hmm. So many people struggle with, you know, should I be eating organic? Should I not? How important is it? Is it really making a difference? So I just quickly wanted to get your take on, what do they call it? They got the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15.
Right.
Do you think that's a healthy list to abide by?
I do. I like that list in part because you know the foods you don't have to worry about buying organic in. You know the foods you really have to be careful about. Like, I happen to love blackberries, but you
yes.
can't wash a blackberry well enough to get any pesticide residue off it. And if it's GMO, you know, if there's stuff on there, that oftentimes some of these products become, they're exposed to pesticides in the environment because you can, because they've modified the crops accordingly. Then it becomes an issue because you can't get that out of the actual product.
And tell me quickly, like a pesticide consuming that, is that, what's the bad part of it? Is it carcinogenic? Why should we be concerned about?
Some of them are carcinogenic. Some of them affect your intestinal tract in ways you don't know and don't understand.
Many
of them work by destroying the intestinal tract of the bugs that they're killing. So we don't know exactly what happens all the time when it comes into us. In small doses, it's probably okay. In big doses, maybe not so okay. But here's the bigger story with organic food.
Okay.
It's really good for the environment.
Okay.
And so if you can afford organic food, you ought to buy organic food. If you can't afford it, don't feel badly about it. Buy your kids fruits and vegetables, even if they're not organic.
And wash them well.
Wash them as best you can. Even if they're in the Dirty Dozen, it's okay. You're going to be fine. You know, your kids will almost certainly be without any issues. You won't have contributed to the world being a cleaner place, but you got to feed your family first. I'm mm-hmm. okay with that. And the other thing to put in back of people's minds is you can buy frozen produce. When they package the produce and freeze it, it's ripe. So they've already gotten most of the nutrients in it. So you're not losing out a lot on nutrient benefit. Maybe you're getting 10% less than fresh products, but not a big difference. So you avoid the wastage, which is what really costs families a lot of money. They buy really great stuff, and they don't eat it all, so they get thrown away. And you also save yourself a lot of money because it's easier to transport frozen stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're constrained with money, buy frozen or buy non-organic. Just feed your kid the fruits and vegetables. If you can afford it, you ought to buy organic. For not just because I think it tastes a little better, and maybe the nutrients are a tiny bit different and better, but most importantly because it's better for the environment.
Fourth thing. Okay, so I mentioned that I got this email from Abby, and it was asking how to cope with marriage within the armed forces and what it was like and what I felt the first few months of my marriage. And gosh, first few months of my marriage, 12 years ago. So I feel like I barely remember that. But my husband did go to Afghanistan legit right after we got married. Like, no joke, he left for, I think, like 70 days or something. And it was hard. Like, it was really, really hard. But I learned right away not to focus on how hard it was and share that with him because, I mean, he was in the Air Force. He didn't have a choice. Like, he had to go and he had a job to do and he was at war and he needed to be safe and focus on his task at hand. And if I was ever on the phone with him unloading all of my problems or saying how much I missed him or I was crying or bringing my drama to him, then he had to carry that and take that with him. So I learned early on not to do that. And so that would be my advice if you happen to be married to anyone in the armed forces, male or female. Like, they're away doing a job and it's hard enough being away. So don't add to that load. Like, try to either save it or try to work through those problems with somebody else that can help you problem solve instead of dumping it on your husband or your wife who happens to be deployed. Now, in my case, it was my husband. So when you hear me talking, I might say when he comes home, when he does this, when he does that. I'm not trying to put everybody in a little box, but it was just my situation. So, you know, I know that women and men both serve. But in my case, it was my husband's. So that's my advice. Like, definitely start early on when they're deployed. Make your conversations awesome on the phone. Bring them joy. Like, make them laugh. Tell them fun stories. Because trust me, life overseas, it's not that awesome. So when Abby emailed, I immediately thought of my friend Sundy, and she was one of my very first friends in North Carolina when my husband was stationed at Fort Bragg. I met her, and I thought of her, and I was curious what advice she might have for y'all because she has been married for 19 years, and her husband is in the Army. And she said that, you know, you kind of have to be happy in your own company. You have to be comfortable with yourself, especially if you're married to someone that's going to be gone a lot. Maybe you're listening right now, and you're like, well, this doesn't really apply to me. My spouse is not in the military. Well, maybe your spouse travels a lot for work or something. Like, what are you doing to really enjoy your alone time? And are you comfortable with that? She said, get comfortable to doing things by yourself, going out to eat by yourself, the movies. She thinks it's really valuable to be happy in your own company. And she also closed with this advice saying to love and cherish the time you have together, but also love and cherish the time when you're not together. You need to love that life as well. It really is like you're almost living two lives, and you need to love both of them. She said, make a life that you're happy and comforted by as much as you can. And I think that that's so true. And when you're happy with yourself when he's gone, like you've got a great job or awesome hobbies or wonderful friends or, you know, kids, whatever that life is that you've got going on for yourself, keep that as happy and awesome as possible. So that way you're not transferring some of that to your husband or your wife when they're away, adding that stress. So it sort of ties into what I was saying that I would do. Now, one thing I was really bad at was sort of nagging when he would return. So when they do reentry back from a deployment, life is very different. They've been on a really crazy schedule, wherever they were in the Middle East or Africa or whatever, maybe, who knows, living in rough situations. And then they come home and they start doing things they do in normal life. But over a course of 3 or 4 months or however long they're gone, a lot of things can change. And I would find myself nagging on my husband like, oh, that's not how we do that. We do it this way at home, you know? And he's like, whoa, I live here too. Like, I've only been gone a little bit. But you kind of get into your own groove. And when your spouse tries to come back and re-enter, it messes up the groove. And I wasn't very good at re-entry. And I would nag a lot. And I had to really pump the brakes on that and realize, okay, whoa, like I got a little bit too into my life to where I need to now back up, make space for him to come back into it with me. So I hope all of that makes sense and we didn't spend too much time dedicated to that, especially since not everybody is going to be married to someone in the armed forces, but just some advice from me and my friend Sundy. Okay, so there you have it, episode 4, although I do have some notes I want to add to today's episode here at the end. I mean, technically it's a wrap on the 4 things, but I have like little asterisks, I guess, on my notes where I'm like, oh, I need to go back and address that just in case people don't want to look it up, make sure you've got the facts. So I'll get into that in just a second, but quickly I'll say a big thank you to Elizabeth and Mike D for getting this podcast loaded and edited and all the things. Not really like there's a lot of editing because I could definitely make this sound way better if I was editing, but putting in the music, you know what I mean. Shout out Walker Hayes. Speaking of the music, he did the song. And then I'll get to the emails after I share this Dirty Dozen Clean 15 with you from Dr. Oz and I's conversation. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they put out a pesticide data report, and that's where the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 list comes from that we referenced when we were talking. So I want to go over the Dirty Dozen real quick. This is a list of produce with the most pesticide residue. So that means if you can buy these organic, you should. If you can't, you need to wash them like 3 times. So on the Dirty Dozen list, you got strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, potatoes, and sweet bell peppers. So this was updated this year. So that's the latest list. And then we've got the Clean 15, which is like, it's likely that these contain the least amount of pesticide residue. So if you buy these not organic, you should be good. Still, you know, wash everything. But on this list of the Clean 15, you got avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbages, onions, sweet peas, papayas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplants, honeydews, kiwis, cantaloupes, cauliflower, and broccoli, which I must say, I'm obsessed with cauliflower and broccoli rice. The turnip truck is where I do some grocery shopping here in Nashville, and they sell these bags of already pre-chopped like broccoli and cauliflower rice, and it's so good. I make it all the time, and it's really good for you. So another note that I have to mention to you is when Carrie and I were talking about the light that I put on my face, she said that if you are doing it at home, like if you order a home device, like you're not going in to get a procedure where you get the light put on you, which I use the at-home thing, it has to be in the 600s to be effective. So you'll look like if you're shopping on Amazon, it'll give you a number and then says NM next to it. So the light she recommends has 660 NM. So just make sure it has 600 and above. So I hope that's not confusing to anybody, but I really just don't want you to order something that doesn't, and then it's not going to be as effective for your face. Because listen, I'm not about wasting your time or your money. So with that said, I'll go ahead and get to my shout out. This note this email came from Courtney, and she sent it in. Again, that email is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. But she said, the other day, well, let me just read it as if I'm her. Okay. All right, here we go. Amy, the other day I was wearing my Joy Seeker pullover at the store, and a woman asked if she could read what it said. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, eat cake. I then got to tell her your mom's story about choosing joy, etc. She then turned to her son and said she remembers to be joyful because of him. He spent the first few years of his life in the hospital fighting cancer. Unfortunately, lost his arm, but he did beat the cancer. So then I got to tell her about the cancer fighter pullover that you made inspired by your dad. It made her so happy and she could not wait to go buy one. It brought joy to my day and their day. So I wanted to say thank you for reminding myself and others to be kind and joyful. Courtney. So anyway, I just thought that was like a nice note where she had an encounter at the grocery store with this stranger, and it was all because of the shirt. And then also I just feel like I wanted to close with a good reminder to be kind today, choose joy today, laugh a lot, and then if you get a chance to eat some cake today, we'll eat the cake.
Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Up, roll things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, things. Laugh a little more, things. Tighten up your core, things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.